All right, I've got an idea, because it's apparent we can't be trusted. So let's try this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the 420 lightning round, man. Like, totally don't even need, like, words.
I forgot the words.
Is well, there words 420? Are there, like, blackbirds in this pie?
Okay. Moving on. Oh, I didn't get that reference.
That is the only response to that, Nick. Good job.
Okay. The Toronto Blue Jays are off to a terrible start. They have gotten 3 wins in their 15 games played so far in April, losing again to the Red Sox today. The Maple Leafs have won 2 games so far in their series against the Washington Capitals. They have won 5 in the month of April. The Toronto Raptors, also in the playoffs, split their first 2 games against Milwaukee's Bucks, and they've won 6 games in April. Blue Jays have 10 more games to play. The Maple Leafs have at least 2 more against the Caps, possibly 4 more this month. The Raptors have 3 more games against the Bucks, up to 5 if they take it to 7 in the series. By the time April turns into May, which Toronto team will have tallied up the most wins?
Wow. For the month of April?
For the month of April, who will have the most wins?
And how many does Toronto have right now? They got 3.
They got 3 with 10 more games to play.
Wow. I got to tell you, I think Washington is going to pull it off. I think they're going to dismiss the Leafs. I think the Raps will actually survive. So that would give them 4. And that series, you know what? By default, I'm going to just have to play the numbers because you know for sure how many games they're going to have. I'm going to go with the Blue Jays.
Okay.
By the way, the least confident answer I've ever given in lightning round.
Absolutely. Another city that's had a lot of success this year is Chicago. People forget that the Cubs won the World Series for the first time in 108 years last season. And now Chicagoites have the Blackhawks and the Bulls in the playoffs, leaving just Da Bears out of the Chicago playoff party. The Blackhawks are down 3-0 to the Preds as the 1 seed in the West. The Bulls are up 2-0 as an 8 seed in the East against the cheating Boston Celtics. The Hawks play tonight looking to avoid the sweep, and the Bulls get to play at home with a 2-0 lead on Friday. Which is more likely, the Blackhawks getting swept or the Bulls doing the sweeping?
Whoa. I would say that it's more likely the Blackhawks get swept. They can't solve Pekka Rinne, and they're on the road at Nashville, albeit in desperation mode. I would not be surprised if the Preds finished off the sweep.
Mookie Betts had his first strikeout of the 2017 season after 49 at-bats. He ended the 2016 season on a 69 at-bat streak without a strikeout, so Mookie hadn't struck out in a game since September 12th.
Wow.
He ended with 80 strikeouts in the 2016 season with an 8.7 at-bat-to-strikeout ratio. What percent chance do you give Mookie of getting less than 80 strikeouts this season?
So over his first 12 games he's played, he struck out once. So he's got to strike out 79 times. Ugh, there's still a lot of time left, man. There's May, June, July, August, September. So, again, what was the prospectus?
What percent chance do you give Mookie of getting less than 80 strikeouts?
Less than 80.
Less than 80.
25%.
Fair enough. For what might be the first time ever, the NHL is actually leading the way in something, that thing being pro franchises to Las Vegas. Golden Knights start in the 2017-18 NHL season. Raiders play in Las Vegas after the lease at the O.co Coliseum runs out for the 2019 season. And now Rob Manfred is saying that Las Vegas is on the list for possible relocation or expansion. And guess who's on the list? The Oakland Athletics. So two-parter
Whoa.
Here. What percent chance do you give Major League Baseball of expanding to Vegas? And what percent chance do you see that team being the A's?
Man, have the A's of all the franchises we follow been mentioned the most of they're going here? They're going to Santa Clara. They're going to Portland. They're going to Vegas. I think the NFL and NHL are different. I'd be kind of surprised if baseball went to Vegas. So I'd give that about a 10% chance. And maybe if it happens, maybe then the A's would be the team if it's not Tampa or some other crap franchise that doesn't draw flies. So maybe 5% for the A's.
Tampa was the other team Manfred mentioned, as they are also working on their stadium issue.
Oh, it's such a bad stadium. Oh my God, it's so unprofessional.
Yesterday, the Marlins and Mariners finished off their three-game interleague series, and Ichiro hitting his first home run at Safeco as a visitor. Ichiro is in the last of a two-year deal with the Marlins. He'll be a 43-year-old free agent when the season ends. AL teams that play in the AL West, or teams that play against the AL West in interleague, will be the NL West in 2018. So what percent chance do you give Ichiro of getting to play in Safeco again in the 2018 season?
They're going to be back next year?
The NL West teams will play in or against the AL West next season, or he could just sign with an AL team.
I see. I think he likes where he is. I think if he is in the league next year, I think he's going to stay with Miami. So I'm going to do the rarity and hang out on a limb and say zero.
Okay. A pair of teams that saved themselves from being swept in the Stanley Cup playoffs were the Blue Jackets, taking game four at home against the Pens, and Minnesota won a game on the road against the St. Louis Blues. Between the Blue Jackets and the Wild, which team has the higher percent chance of coming back from 0-3 in the series?
Whoa! Minnesota or Columbus, huh? I really thought that with 106 points, Minnesota was, I know Columbus actually had more. I just didn't like their matchup as much. I don't think Columbus has a chance. I'm going to pick Minnesota. For some reason, just with their youth and their goaltending and they're kind of streaky, I give the Wild a shot.
And hot off the wire for the last one here, with all of the players that have been leaving the Oregon basketball program this offseason, they're left with just a single starting five from their 16-17 roster, plus three recruits, as well as a possible second five-star player in Brandon McCoy. He hasn't committed yet, but he's looking at Arizona, Michigan State, San Diego State, UNLV, and Oregon. What percent chance do you give McCoy signing with Oregon?
I know he's looking at a lot of places, but some of the sites I use and from what he said, I really think it's down to Michigan State and Oregon. So I'm going to play the traditional odds and call it 50%. Simple as that.
Wow. Wow.
I'm getting booed for actually using what's left of my analytical brain.
Go 51. Boo. Pick a side. Can't live on the fence, Tannen.
I could have used the other four schools and said 16.666, repeat the six. So I thought that was actually encouraging. So to both of you,